Inspirational talks, get moved with the emotions of people, and he can get them to clearly to be doing things, but he has not developed long-range spiritual maturity in them, and he has failed in performing the job that 1 Peter 5:2 places upon him as a faithful pastor teacher. 1 Peter 5:2 says, "Feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight of not by constraint, not willingly, not for filthy lucre, that is for money, but for a ready mind. It is the business of the pastor teacher to feed the congregation, and neither feeds them chaff and straw, or he feeds them a substantial diet of the word of God." A pastor teacher who does not recognize that his goal is to train the minds of the people in doctrinal understanding is a person who is opening that believer to emotional manipulation by Satan. An emotionally controlled Christian is easily led by Satan into all kinds of sins, into all kinds of delusions, into all kinds of false practices, and the result is going to be the breakdown of the life of that believer. He can never go on in the things of the Lord. Now, titillating the emotions of Christians may get them storming out in a gung-ho fashion to do something for God. Or you may move them by coming up with gimmicks, like a private service where everybody gathers around a fire and throws in a snake and vows to do something better for the Lord. None of these things develop spiritual maturity, but they are downright hindrance to the working and the power of the Spirit of God in the believer. And you should never be trapped by emotional appeals and gimmickry that the professional ministry often pursues. It takes a pastor, as a matter of fact, that has a genuine spiritual insight and courage today to resist the tide of propaganda and success stories that are flowing from smooth professional ministers. For one pastor to stick with teaching Bible doctrine to the minds of his congregation, it takes someone with courage, someone who knows something as to what God values and what God intends. You see, people often equate numerical success with spiritual achievement with God's blessings. But in spiritual things, it is historically demonstrated that the majority is always wrong. Some numbers do not prove. The Lord Jesus Christ could be considered a failure, but how few people after 3 years of ministry stood by him as his disciples. It is what truth has been preached and accepted that is the issue, not numbers. Our God is perfect. Therefore, all his plans are perfect. This perfect plan includes a provision for every need that you and I as Christians have. And that need includes having a right church with a right pastor, a place to develop the grace way of life. A Christian who is in his wrong church will make good progress in spiritual growth and in the production of divine good. So it is imperative that every believer is able to distinguish between churches that will enable him to move on to spiritual maturity and to God's maximum blessing for him, and churches that are going to merely lead him into religious activities. Most Christians, I'm sorry to say, are simply acting out some religious role. They are not productive of divine good. Now, as a believer understands how vital the local church is to his own spiritual development and to the instruction of knowledge of the Word of God, he will soon discover a very startling fact, and that is that churches which deliver that kind of information are few and far between. So spiritual maturity in the soul is what we're after, and God has given us an operation. He's given us the accurate revelation of the Word of God. He gives a pastor teacher to instruct the congregation in doctrine from the Scriptures, explaining its meaning on a basis that's understandable to the people. The believer learns his doctrine, and he'll either respond to it by faith, he'll accept it, he'll believe it, or he rejects it. If he accepts what he's learned, God teaches in this way his human spirit, and this word is now stored within his being, and God uses it to guide him in his daily walk. See, this is the only way he can have guidance. He's not going to hear voices. He's not going to see visions. He's not going to see writing in the sky. The only guidance he can get for his soul is doctrine that he has learned and responded to. But with this, he grows in the spiritual maturity, and then he has capacity to meet Satan's attacks and to control the old sin nature. This spiritual maturity in his soul is described actually in the form of a structure of a building. And the Bible tells us that Christians are commanded to build such a structure. Jude 20 says, "But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit." As we look through the Word of God, this structure will have several facets to it in the form of a pentagon. One side will be grace orientation, to understand what grace is against evils. Involve mastery of the details of life, where a Christian is not a slave to the things of life. You'll have a relaxed mental attitude, where you'll have a mental attitude of love. And he will be able to deal with people on a forgiving basis rather than in expressions of bitterness. You have the capacity to love God, to love the opposite sex, to love his friends, and you will have a certain inner happiness that is not dependent upon circumstances or people. This is a pretty complete picture of maturity, and this is what doctrine will build in a Christian soul. Now, a Christian who has this is a strong person. Yet a Christian cannot build this. If he sits in a church where the pastor is not bringing out the understanding of doctrine, or he is not, in short, an expository preacher. You see, the pastor teacher is not called to say beautiful things, but he is called to communicate doctrine. He is not to use his time in socializing with people, but he is to use his time in study of the Word of God so that when people gather, the flock can be really fed. Now, this is very hard. It is his duty to preach the Word so that the believer can see himself, can see his condition, and get moving in the right direction. James 1, 23 through 25 tells us about the Word of his prayer. So a church whose pastor, teacher, is not engaged in teaching, then the pastor has to be able to teach. He has to have the gift of teaching. If he's not engaged in doing that in the church services in an authoritative way, no Christian can be right with the Lord. Here at Grand Memorial Church, therefore, we have given this ministry to meet this role. We understand what we're to be doing, and we seek to do it in various ways. We do it, of course, in the preaching services. These services are expository, teaching, book by book, verse by verse. People do not gather to talk about their mutual spiritual ignorance, but they gather to listen, to concentrate, and to learn from the instruction which is delivered under the authority of the pastor teacher gift. You are your own priest, and what you do with that instruction, it's up to you. Between you and the Lord, but you have a right to receive this instruction. Now, the gospel, therefore, is not the main topic in every one of our services, though we may explain the gospel anew in order that those who may come into our believers will understand what God expects of them. But the service is geared to Christians. Unbelievers do not attend church services. They spend Sunday morning washing their cars, going to the washateria, and out picnicking, and any number of other things. There are a few unsaved people in church, yet most church services are geared to the unbelievers, and the Christians are on the star spiritually. Our services seek to prepare Christians to be witnesses of Jesus Christ in the areas of society in which they move in order to reach the lost and to help believers gain doctrinal insights. Once a believer learns to cope with his own problems, he can meet the pressures of life successfully. The priesthood of every believer in this place is recognized, so we respect the privacy of people. We don't put our noses into things that are your private personal business. There are no pressures put upon the congregation. There are no offering plates, pots. We have an offering box because we want you to give in perfect freedom and privacy. We don't ask people to make public moves to connote an association with God. We also have a school program in order to bring spiritual maturity. We sponsor the Great Christian Academy for kindergarten through the ninth grade. Every educational system has to have some spiritual viewpoint. Everybody teaches from a set of values, from a set of life values. It's not possible to teach without conveying some frame of reference of your values as a teacher. And every school trains up a child for a specific way of life. The viewpoint of the public non-Christian school is secular humanism. That's Satan's viewpoint. and consequently, the children who are in a public school are often denied certain information that they should have. They are sheltered from an introduction to the God who's there. They're sheltered from the fact that God has made the universe a man. They are not taught that man is basically evil. They're sheltered from the solution to this problem, the gospel of salvation. They're sheltered from Bible doctrine, which gives a student divine viewpoint for life. They're sheltered from learning two major features about good citizenship, which is to pray for government leaders and to respect civil authority as coming from God. They're sheltered from learning the absolute moral standards of God and the reality of divine guidance for their social relationships and all the choices that they have to make in their lives. For this reason, parents will send their children to free Christian Academy because they don't want to shelter from the real world. They want to prepare to live in that world. Parents, the Bible very clearly declares, are responsible for their child's education. Proverbs 22:6 tells us we are to train up a child in the way he should go. Ephesians 6:4 tells fathers to rear their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. So parents are responsible. As Deuteronomy 6:6-7 tell the Old Testament parents, they are responsible for training their children in divine viewpoint. This begins with salvation and then moves to all areas of life. Now, obviously, a parent can't do this very effectively because the child spends most of his time away from their mother and father. So someone else has to perform this part of the Great Commission, which tells us to teach disciples, and that has to be a Christian school. We also have a youth work. Bree Memorial Church sponsors Christian Service Brigade, Find Your Girls. These are vehicles for the instruction of youth in doctrinal principles of living. Fully, one fourth of every meeting or quarter is spent in doctrinal instruction. Six clubs begin weekly meetings covering grades 3 through senior high. Experienced adult leaders through a variety of activities and through their personal contacts seek to lead every member of these clubs to a personal life with Jesus Christ and in maturity, physically, spiritually, mentally, socially. And finally, one other area of the ministry here is the cassette tape service. Bible Doctrine Instruction Act is made available without charge on cassette tapes to anyone who wants to learn. The tapes cover basic Bible doctrine, books of the Bible, special topics such as marriage, prophecy, and war. These tapes are given without charge because God gives them us on grace, so we give the tapes on grace. We make no charge for them. They may be kept or they may be returned to us for the use. Now, for many believers, the failure of the local church to communicate Bible doctrine make tapes such as these the only source of pastor-teacher instruction for that believer to have any hope of building spiritual maturity in his soul so that he can control that serpent that lies within his being in the form of the old sin nature so that he can move into the productions of divine good and the reports that God is eager to give him. And so God has been supplying the funds for the Green Cassette Tape Ministry in this 20th century through Christians that he moves freely to contribute. We are often urged to charge, and this we will never do. This is God's work, and if he wants it to continue, if it's meeting a need, then he'll supply the finances. We think that's a great way. People who want a catalog of complete titles can secure this by calling area code 214, and the number is 253-7300. Or you can just write to the church, and we'll send you a catalog. May God move you to begin ordering doctrine daily, and may this be the beginning of days for you in your spiritual life. Remember, Matthew 4:4 tells us that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.